Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is June 19th, 2018. It is Tuesday. What a crazy place our world is in right now. We are in a little bit of an influx in America where we're holding on to people we shouldn't be holding on to the way we are at our borders. And I'm not a political person at all. And yet I am human. And to watch and hear everyone fight back that that's okay, not everyone, but the people who could make the decision and try to tell everyone else they're not okay and literally start pointing fingers was just way too much yesterday, way too much. Not one, I'm a mother. And I cannot imagine. I tried. I thought about it. And I tried to take myself to the point of somebody taking my child, putting them somewhere else than I was, and my child was 2 years old. I couldn't imagine it. Either child. Now, these people are trying to leave their country. Yes, they're coming in humane. By any stretch of any explanation, anybody can have. And the fact that we have changed things in a day where we said, okay, starting tomorrow, this can't happen ever again, and policies keep changing. This is one where everyone's deciding to let it happen and just point fingers and argue about it while it's still happening. And I don't know if even men can take that their children are taken away in the way that women do, because women in generally, but families have to be totally brokenhearted, because a man can't take it any more than a woman. But a woman is usually the one taking care, you know, where she knows all the little things that this kid needs on a daily. When they're that young, some might still be breastfeeding. I mean, you know, it doesn't make sense. Yet, they're saying it does, and it doesn't. So I wrote something about it, and I, you know, there was a lot of feedback and people for and people against and whatever, mostly against. And even the people, the public figures who are speaking out are getting trashed, which is the policy of how everything works. Whether it's true or not, trash the person who speaks up and knock them down and shut it up. But while all this was going on, Christ said, well, there's no love, there's no truth, and there's no purity. And I thought, hey, I forgot about love, truth, and purity. I didn't forget about it like it was gone. But I forgot about applying it to real life because we haven't really seen it in our political world. We haven't really seen it in most of the world on a daily basis other than interaction with other people. Curtains of, well, this is just the way things are, isn't okay anymore. When we have anyone who wants to lead a country, a company, a home, it doesn't mean that we all died and left someone else lost to just do what they wanted. It means that the decisions that are made by a country as a whole.
but that's not what's happening. And that's the greater frustration in all of this. Because at first it starts with little things, but then we get to this kind of stuff. But Christ kept saying to me over and over again yesterday, there is no soul more important than another. This is a huge visual that we're seeing. There's a lot of people around our world getting hurt by other people. But we say, well, that's the way it is over there, and well, that's the way it is over there. But when there is a problem that isn't solved, someone doesn't want to solve it. Then I thought about it, and I said, wow, truth, love, and purity. How does it lead your life? All about truth, love, and purity. Whether I wanted them to be or not, I couldn't have written enough. And once we understand those, there's three little things, three little words. It changes lives. Because what it does is it gives us a clear, flowing, growing freedom to do things. Because when we do things, when we are treated, and I was just saying before all of this even hit, last week I met with some people and I said, you know, when you treat people with respect, you will have a respectful world. When we make it really hard for people to be okay, to barely make bills, to creep desperation high and pretend it doesn't exist and say, well, you know, you could always jump through that hoop and you could always do this and, you're trying to raise a family and you're trying to educate your children and you're trying to keep your health and you need time to do that. You need time with your spouse. Everybody needs time with their family. We have overlooked the core of life just to rush through it. So with truth, love, and purity, how does that lead in your life? Well, that was kind of, it was like a no-brainer yesterday when Christ said, well, you know, you would heal a lot of people. And I thought, how? How would you heal? How would I heal? He said, oh, not just you that's going to heal a lot of people. People will heal people just through conversation. And I thought, how? And he said, the truth heals. When we tell the truth, we all heal. I never seen anything stop an argument so fast as I did to the truth. Because once we get to the truth, we can go on. But smoking mirrors doesn't work anymore, and we've gotten pretty sophisticated in what that looks like. Even in our own minds, if we're just thinking about something and we say, well, I got to get that. And if I don't get it, I'm going to be really mad. And so-and-so's going to pay. And we start thinking like that. If we were to stop and say, well, wait a minute. Why am I thinking like that? Who am I? Why will someone have to pay if I don't get what I want? Who am I? Why do I want it so bad? What difference does it ultimately make to my life, in my life, if I get it or not? And when you start answering those questions, you heal. Being who you are, you start knowing that there's a bigger picture to life. How does love affect us? Well, we all know the obvious. Because love is the only energy that propels. If it's less than love, it's going to correct itself until it is love before it will go forward. but without it. So when we do things void of love to ourselves or to anybody else, we will get stuck there. At this point, when I'm talking to someone and they start talking about other people, I can't even hear the conversation. There's something in me that just, my heart starts beating really fast. And I think, oh no, here I go. Somebody's character is going to get assassinated. And then they think that if they give you more details, they can convince you how bad somebody is. And I used to stay around long enough to say, why do you need them to be that bad? Now, if somebody's hurting another person, that's different, because then you say, okay, this is what has transpired, and we say, okay, how can we fix it? But to complain for complaining's sake, why does this person affect me that deeply? Why am I upset to this level over that? Because those are the questions. But sometimes when we can't look at ourselves, it's so much easier to look at someone else, pick them apart, talk about them, and then feel like, oh, at least I'm not that bad. But when you can rise above that in your mind, in your heart, in the conversations you have in your head or in the car when you're alone or before you sleep, and your mind just wants to clear itself up so you can sleep, is when you tell yourself the truth, you heal yourself. When you decide to go forward with love and with respect, you heal, because a lot of strength to show up with love. A lot of strength. My ex-husband, in the very beginning, it was a war. I mean, it was like the biggest cliche, the biggest stereotype you could ever have had, the way a divorced couple should behave. And it blew me away that no one could see what a stereotype that was. But something in me, I didn't want to hurt him. I didn't want to talk about him, and I didn't. I didn't answer my phone when people would call for the gossip or to get involved. I didn't answer. Unless, at the time, we had answering machines. I know nobody has those anymore. It's kind of funny. But I just let the machine fill up. I never returned a call. I literally shut it out of my mind, because I made a decision in my head that, wow, you know, this man for the past 5 years of my life didn't even talk to me. And now he's got more to say than, you know, 100 people. But I knew in my heart that all that time he wasn't talking to me, to put me in my place, to show me who was boss. I knew in my heart that one day he'd want to talk to me, but I wouldn't be there anymore, because I didn't deserve that. I didn't go around telling people. I don't want to hurt anyone. But I told God. I just sat and wrote to God every night almost to relieve myself of what I was seeing. Time, I didn't know that his pain became our pain, or I would have done something, but I was 15 years younger than he was, and I didn't know. I was too young to know. I just thought, oh my gosh, this isn't okay to be that mean to anybody. and a lot of details of me. But I did not want to ever destroy him. I was hurt, very hurt. And I agreed with him because he kept threatening me with divorce. And finally, I just agreed back. And it turned out I was the one who got divorced because I actually followed through. But I never agreed before. And once I agreed, I knew I couldn't turn back. I wanted to turn back. I tried to turn back. I knew the truth, and the truth was healing me. And that healing came in the form of me stopping the bleeding, of me taking care of myself so that I can take care of my children, of me not being a sponge for somebody's anger, who wouldn't admit that they had it. So much so that I didn't see it. All along, I thought that I wasn't good enough. All along, when I got put down, I thought, oh, I'll be better. I was a kid. And I tried to be better. And every single day that I'm alive, I thank God for that marriage. Because that marriage, before I even saw Christ, taught me to fight for my truth. Otherwise, I could never see it in anybody else. To fight for love. Because without it, we might as well put a plug in our lives. And the last thing that Christ talks about a lot is purity. How does purity affect our lives? That innocence is why we keep learning. When we admit, hey, I don't know everything. And I don't want to know everything. I don't know anyone who does know everything. But when you can say that, you'll keep learning. And when we learn, we grow. And when we grow, we thrive. And when we thrive, the truth. And when we speak the truth, we love. Truth, love, and purity are the cornerstones of every single human being on earth. When they are injured, we fight to heal the injury. Every single one of us means, even though truth, love, and purity are like one thing broken up into three pieces, every single one of us has a theme in our life where we may fight for truth, or we may fight for love, or we may fight for the innocence of our lives. And what does the innocence of our lives look like? What does purity look like? When you have adults who say, gosh, when we were kids, there was still political craziness when we were kids. We were just too young to know. We weren't part of it. So we saw the world through eyes of dreaming, and we saw the world through eyes of love, and we saw the world through our truth because we haven't been questioned yet in those areas or put in positions to, you know, get there or be challenged. But if your truth is pierced, where you're not telling the truth, I know kids, I know. I actually worked with a couple of family with kids, but then I realized, wait a second. Yes, your son is not telling the truth at school, but you yourself don't tell the truth on a regular basis. And I remember the father, it was the father who was doing it, and I had to tell him the truth. They wanted to know. I told them. And he said, well, that's a bit harsh. And I said, no, I'm not being harsh. I'm just telling you the truth. You tell the truth as a convenience, not necessarily true. You tell them it's true, but it's not.
You figure what people don't know, they won't question you about. And if they don't question you, you'll just be left alone. And that's why you're doing it. But you do it so casually that the kids see it. And so now the kids are doing it casually. The one that identifies with you most, the boy. Pay attention. Actions are the teacher. You want to hear it because it is hard to hear. I don't like to hear if someone were to tell me that. I'd be like, well, wait a minute, how? Oh, wow, by example. Okay. And when you love, a flat out, I love you is fine. Not I love you because you did such a good job. Because then you think you're only loved if you've done a good job. A flat I love you is fine. I love you so much, also fine. But when we start limiting the most powerful feelings and emotions we have, which is the truth, love, and purity, means we're limited in our own mind. That's why hearing the news, and I haven't watched the news in forever, and not last night, the night before, I was with someone who wasn't feeling good at all, like really temperature and everything, and I was sitting, and I was I couldn't move. I was on a couch and the news was on, so I didn't want to disturb them. So I sat there and I was watching the news and my heart was racing. My head started, I'm not an anxious person. I don't feel anxiety, but I was feeling it. And I thought, gosh, I can't get up. I can't get the remote control. I can't turn this off. And I listened to story after story of people dying, people hurting, people hitting, people doing this. And then on top of it, the politics of what's happening at the borders. And I thought, oh, my God. Maybe there's some good left in our world. And I know the news is all about if it bleeds, it leads. Back in my mind to thinking, I can work with people. I know I can help people. And it will help all of this eventually. But I couldn't do it from the top down. It is so messy. The higher it gets, the messier it is. And we can't even get certain news stories to be on the news. But boy, put yourself in a truck and drive through a crowd or you do something crazy. And I thought, what have we become? Is that our high? It was so sad. And it made me, if I were to watch the news every day, I would have anxiety. Because anxiety is just fear of the future. But I had to reel myself in and remember what Christ told me. Don't pay attention to what anybody's doing because then you'll be in it to do what you're doing so that there's balance. There's a lot of people who want to help people. There's a lot of people who are helping people. There's a lot of people who are doing good. There is balance. But because we're not shown it, we don't know it. And when we don't know it, we have fear of our future, which is anxiety. Truth, every news station is saying they're telling the truth, but we're giving people who aren't time on television to speak. Love, completely void of love. I didn't see love anywhere in there. Purity? Learning? Nope. Just showing how
bad we can be. And the worse it was, the more time they got. And it wasn't easy, but I thought, God, I'm never doing that again. Those programs have just, you know, when you don't see them for a while, it was like when I tried to stop drinking Coke. Took me 2 years. But when you stop drinking it and you go back and drink it, you can't drink it the same again. You have to get reused to it and get used to being, you know, shot up with all that sugar and whatever. But it tastes like cough medicine when you haven't had it for a couple of years. Very good at all. And this diet, this barrage of emotional breakdown after breakdown after breakdown, story after story, was the same thing. I thought, that's just one version of our world. But we are better to each other on a daily basis. We are more kind to each other than that. It's just not being represented. And that's the national news, not even the local news. Love and purity. It heals us. It keeps us going forward. And we continue to learn. Christ was right. He said by the time these books get bigger, people will be starving for the information. And Origins of Truth is selling more now than it did when I printed it. And Origins of Truth has been out for 11 years. 11 years. And thank God out of all of them, we put it into the whole thing about the ebooks and all of that. And I see Francis wrote, today's show is a perfect lead into your talk about Maureen's question about your emotional health for kids programs. Yes, it is. I was going to talk about it today, but truth, love, and purity have to be established somewhere in there. And we will talk about it because my next move that I want to see happen through my emotional program is I want emotional health care to be taught in our schools. I want it to be a part of everybody's everyday life. Because we deserve that. We deserve balance. We deserve truth. We deserve love. We deserve purity. And we're going to get it. But if we don't work on it, it can't happen. So we will talk about that on Monday's show because tomorrow's Relationship Wednesday. And I will see you guys tomorrow on Relationship Wednesday. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.